All right, we're Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, page one of your photostats. So we continue with lists of advice. Rabbi Yaisi Yaimer, Yehei Mamin Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kishalach. Your friend's money should be as beloved to you as yours, which of course every thief keeps literally. His friend's money is as beloved to him as his own money. Right? In yeshiva, I like to ask the boys the following question. We know a kal v'chaymer, a person could darish it on his own. You don't have to have a mesorah in a kal v'chaymer. Any kal v'chaymer that fits, we're allowed to darish it. How a kal v'chaymer? Madach, the money which is in my pocket, which you're not allowed to take. I am allowed to take. So the money which is in your pocket, which even you're allowed to take, I'm certainly allowed to take. What's wrong with that kal v'chaymer? Reb Chaim, you're laughing. What's wrong with the kal v'chaymer? Huh? It's a good kal v'chaymer. Madach, the money in my pocket, which you're not allowed to take, I'm allowed to take. Money in your pocket, which you're allowed to take, I'm certainly allowed to take. What's wrong with kal v'chaymer?
The other way,
that's the answer, because it go the other way. Is that the answer? It's always not good kal v'chaymer. Obviously, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, no. It's a Gomorrah kind of kal v'chaymer.
What's wrong with it, though? Seems to follow all the rules of a kal v'chaymer.
The money in your pocket, the money in my pocket, I can take.
But your pocket doesn't matter. What's in my pocket? The money in my pocket,
yeah,
which is something you're not allowed to take, and I'm allowed to take.
The
money's in my pocket.
Your pocket,
which you can't take.
I can't take it. I can't take your money.
I still can. So money in your pocket, which even you could take. So it's obviously cow. So even I could take. Certainly, I could take it. Money in my pocket is chomer, right? Because you can't take it. And so I could take it.
Why can't I take the money?
So the money that's in... Do you agree?
What's your anocha? I can't take the money in your pocket.
Which is true.
That means I can't take somebody else's money.
Of course you can't take somebody else's money.
So that actually is apparent.
But I can take somebody else's money because I have a kal v'chaymer.
The beginning of your assumption is...
That you can't take my money.
You can't take somebody else's money.
No, that you can't take somebody else's money.
The thing is, I can't. A person can't take somebody else's money.
I'm not sure that you're answering the kal v'chaymer correctly, but okay. I think it's called Hiyan Nisenes in the Gemara.
Yeah. Okay.
Hiyan Nisenes means, but that's the reason. The reason you can take the money in your pocket is because it's in your pocket, that's why you can take it.
Yeah, it's yours.
So it can't be a Kavachemit to a place where the Hiyan Nisenes is not.
Yeah, but I mean, that,
anyway,
it's another way of saying the same thing.
I guess so, it comes to the same result. But, okay. At any rate, Rabbi Yossi really means is that you should be as careful with somebody else's money as you are with your money. And v'haskin asmachal lumei taira she'ena yerushalach. A second difficult piece. What does it mean? Haskin asmachal lumei taira. You should prepare yourself to learn, whatever it means to prepare yourself to learn, but the reason is she'ena yerushalach. It's not an inheritance to you. What's the problem with that? Torah is an inheritance. It's funny, when we come to this house, we have a very hard mission all of a sudden. I don't know. So he's going to ask the kasha on the bottom. And it seems to be a stira to the pasuk. Pasuk is in Zayis HaParach, I believe, right? It says here, prepare yourself for learning Torah because it's not a Yerusha to you. And the pasuk says that it is. And number three, v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. Everything you do should be l'shem shemayim. At least that one's not a difficult one. Now let's see how he explains on the bottom. He doesn't bother with Yehei Mamin Chavercha Chav V'Lecha Kishalach, I guess, because that is Pashup Shat. Your friend's Mamin should be as Chaviv to you as your own. But the second part needs an explanation. It's a contradiction to Torah Tziva Lanu Maisha. So he talks about it on the bottom. Haskin Atzvacha Sheina Yerushalach. Avshe Ne'amar Torah Tziva Lanu Maisha. Moira Shaki Les Yaakov. Hainu L'chol Yisrael Hi Yerusha. It's an inheritance to Kihilas Yaakov, to the Jewish people. There's a Kabbalah that the Torah will always remain by Klal Yisrael. Al karchach lepasak mehem Torah. Torah will never leave Klal Yisrael. Avaloi lechol liachid he be Yerusha. But not every individual has any guarantee on a kinyan in Torah. Achen tiyaga timtzaena. If you're going to work hard on it, you will find it. So that we say that it's a merasha to kilas Yaakov. It's not a merasha to any individual in Klal Yisrael. There is a more pshat type of medrash, which I like very much, and it happens to answer this next kasha too. In Hebrew, we have the word Yerusha, which is an inheritance, and the word Mayrasha, which is somehow a variant on language of Yerusha. But what is Mayrasha? It means something that you pass on. So what does it mean? We find in Parshas Va'era that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people that Eretz Yisrael is a Mayrasha to them. Now, those people never inherited Eretz Yisrael because they never entered Eretz Yisrael. The generation that left Mitzrayim, but never won the Kayim, Moshe Rabbeinu's Yerusha. So there's a medrash which says that it's not a medrash, Yerushalmi. It's quoted in the Argad Al Yahu on Parshas Eisa Bracha. And Yerushalmi says that Eretz Yisrael is a Mayrasha. It's something we pass on. Yerusha is something we receive as an inheritance. Mayrasha is something we pass to the next generation as an inheritance. So Eretz Yisrael was a Mayrasha to those who left Egypt. The Gemara says that when it came time to divide Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't divided according to the heads of those who entered Eretz Yisrael. It was divided according to Yaitzei Mitzrayim. In other words, whoever left Egypt got an equal share. If one person left Egypt had 10 children, and one person had 2 children, so the person who had 2 children had each child get 5 times as much as the person who had 10 children. Because it was divided based on those who were Yaitzei Mitzrayim. So the Yaitzei Mitzrayim, it wasn't a Yerusha, they never inherited it, but it was a Mayrasha, it was something that they passed on to the next generation. So too with Torah. Right? Torah, we have the idea, he's going to bring in a second, that Torah Marzeres al Achsan Yishalom. There's an idea, Torah is Mayrasha Hiki Lasyakim. You might have individual Jews who have no shaykhis to learning. They don't learn, they have no shaykhis to learning. Nevertheless, the crown of Torah, the Yerusha of Torah, is a Mayrasha. It's passed on by them to their children, the next generation. Sometime the embers will come alive again, and the inheritance of Torah will be there. But that is the idea of Mayrasha. It's inheritance that is passed on. Now that will answer his next question as well. Let's see what he says. So Gemara B'Metzia that says, you have 3 generations of those who learn Torah. So HaTorah Marzeres Al Sanya Shalom. So then there's a sort of a guarantee in the Pasuk that it won't stop, that it's going to keep on going through to Ezer Yerusha. You say once you have 3 generations, so it's guaranteed, it's automatic. Torah says that's a mistake, the Tana tells us. It says Torah is achseres al achsanya shalom, it goes back to its station, to its inn. It's like a person who has an innkeeper who he knows in town. He knows him, and he always, whenever he passes the town, he stays at this inn, or it doesn't have to be an inn that you pay. It means he stays at people. This is the place he stays when he comes to town. So every time I'm at Miami Beach, which comes out one night a year, I always stay at the same family. Now, if I want to stay for 2 weeks, I don't know if I'd be so welcome, but I go for the yeshiva. And I always think that's Achsanya Shalai. So it's guaranteed. I've been going there for a dozen years. And I go again this year, I expect that the Achsanya will be open. Ach. Ba'ifinim gam bal Achsanya chorig lakrosay lakablai b'seib upon him yafis. Umisakin is Achsanya lafana. The Torah comes to the family, but the family has to be willing to accept the Torah into its own. Ablami ishis nakya lakrosay. If the person looks at him strangely, who shav la'ocha levakechashish yakablu b'seib upon him yafis. So it's like anybody, The Torah comes, it's expected that the inn will be open to it, but only if it's welcome. If you're willing to accept it, it doesn't stay in a person against his will. This Reb Zalman Volozhiner is the man of many stories, more stories than Chaim Volozhiner about his incredible devotion to Torah. He says, when my brother was 6 years old, Shaul Asachinu Hagayim Reb Simcha Zatal, he asked our older brother, he asked the following kashya. Gemara says that lo yamushu bipicha mipizaracha v'zara zaracha. Gemara says when you have three generations of Torah, it doesn't go away. The Torah stays in a family once they have three generations. All of us come from three generations of Mekabli Torah. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yoidei v'shemrei Torah. V'chimtza amoretz b'kal Yisrael. So how is it that we find people who are Amoratzim in Klal Yisrael? I thought Torah stays with them. The idea that Torah is a Yerusha means that Torah gives you the opportunity to welcome it into your home. If you don't welcome it, go somewhere else. Now, according to the other pshat I mentioned, Yerushalmi, the Torah is a Mayrasha, it answers the question as well. Everybody, even if someone chooses not to learn, to remain in Amoretz, but it's still Mayrasha, it still continues down the chain into the next generation.
Doesn't it say that Es Asher Yesh Kol Hayom Es Asher Eino Hayom? So everyone who was really there at Sinai, so
it's included in the bris of Torah.
It's
true.
Itself.
But here it means the ability to be a Tamachach, the opportunity to be a Tamachach. Now, Agav, I want to tell you something that some of you will like because of the discussion we had last year. Now, this year I was looking ahead at the Sefer Yeshua, and there's a language that keeps on repeating itself, which seems to be incorrect. Actually, the language is in Chumash as well. I don't know why I never thought about it. It says that when the Jews will conquer the land of Israel, v'yirashtem oisa v'yishavtem ba, you will inherit it and you will live there.
And you will drive them out.
So v'yirishtem oisa there doesn't seem to go by its normal meaning. Yirishtem means you'll inherit. It's something you inherit in the line of inheritance. So my father leaves me something, I can inherit it. And here it seems to me to chase the people out of the land.
Exactly.
It says you're going to come to the Canaanim and chase them out. But exactly, why are you so happy? It doesn't fit with the word.
Target.
You're right, I agree, it's a tash, but how does it fit with the Yerashtem Isa? Reb Chaim, you're going to like this. Last year, I introduced you to the idea that there are contronyms.
Oh, yeah.
A contronym is a word in English or in Lashon Kodesh which has opposite meanings, like the word clip in English. To clip something could mean to detach it.
Got
you
it.
Clip a coupon. Or it could mean to attach. You take a paper clip and you clip something. Or trim. You can trim something by adding a lace around the border, by adding to it. Or you could trim something by removing the edge. They're called contronyms. They're words which have contrary meanings. In Lashon Kodesh, there are many words which are contronyms, which have meanings you find in both directions. Okay, lasakel es haaretz. Lasakel is to take the stones out of the earth, or to give skila to stone someone. The nitziv in his pirush achumish on the word yirashtem oisav yishavtem ba says yirashtem is a contronym. Sometimes it means to inherit, and sometimes it means to break the line of inheritance. If somebody inherits, he gets from his parents. When the Jews are going to conquer Eretz Yisrael, the Yerashtem Oisa means to break the Canaanim's line of inheritance, and the line of inheritance won't continue. That's the Yerashtem Oisa. That's how the Nitziv explains it. So, I got a very nice Reb Chaim. That's very good. I told you you're going to like it. So, it fits into this, I guess, this category of words of the Yerashtem Oisa. And so far, we still have a few minutes. Just the Haskin Atzvah Lumetire. Now, how do you prepare yourself to learn? I would have thought. How do you prepare yourself to learn? You get a sefer, you go to the Beis Medrash, and you sit down. So that's not the way Reb Chaim Volozhiner attaches it. He says, "Haskin Atzvah Chalul Matayra, Shalai Tia Tayra Mufuera Bekli Mechuar." You don't put something beautiful in a disgusting utensil. Bekli Mechuar Meshukatz Bezur Masachet. Tayra is not beautiful when it's in a person who's obnoxious, when it's a person who's not pleasant. When you pour Torah into a utensil that is not appropriate for it, so that's a bezayinah Torah. So therefore, he says, prepare yourself for learning Torah by being careful, meticulous in the things you do. Right? Nice musaf art. He says, "Shalai teira teira mufuara b'chli mechuara mishukatz b'zua masachet chal mishu yaisa tamil chacham yeh yaisa yirechet." A person who is more tamil chacham has to be more careful in yirechet. K'may sheshibach Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh Rishon ben Nasano yirechet, one of his five talmidim, he praised him as yirechet. K'may shepirashnu la'el, as was explained earlier. Like our Chazal said, Ashrei Adam Mefachi Tamid B'Divrei Tayriksiv. Praiseworthy is one who is always afraid of sin. B'Divrei Tayriksiv. Rathalim B'Divrei Tayrik Amken Yefachi Shami Yechta. A person has learns has to be careful not to be a sinner. Haskin Asvu Chalul Metayr B'Yiras Hashem Kaidim La. The Kaidim Alimud, before you learn, Yizvada Vidoy Amiti B'Leib. The old Musaniks, when they sat down to learn, they used to do, Rechaim Elazar mentioned it elsewhere, before they sat down to learn, they took their 1 minute break to be mizbaydei, to think about their actions, and to be worthy of their learning. V'loi ach bepeh, not just loimer chatasi, not just to say I sinned, like we do every day by slichis, v'afim taimer chatasi matifal, just say it, it's meaningless. Now, one more paragraph on this Mishnah, which has to be appropriate for a parlor meeting. Let's see what it says. Oyoymer, a second shot. Haskin atzmacha lilmoid. Loidai ach lahazik loimdei taira. It's not enough to give money to support loimdei taira. V'yeloch gamken chelik b'tairasam. And if you do that, you have a chelik in the taira. Shebilodai halimud, afim yelocha chelik, ein a yerushalach. Without the learning, even if you have a chelik in the taira, it's not a yerusha. Ki ach haloim et taira hi yerushalai shein lahefzik. Someone who actually learns has a Yerusha. Says even if you're Mazik like Deitaira, you also have to learn. In the footnote here, they bring a Maisa from Ramesha. Ramesha is not a man of many stories. Probably haven't heard many stories from him, but he brings here a Maisa of Yehudi Echad who gave Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin started the first yeshiva in the normal sense of yeshivas. And this is a man who gave him money to get the yeshiva started. And the deal was that when he passes away, Chaim Volozhin will learn Mishnayis Lilui Nishmasai. So, Achar Petirasi Kim Agar Reb Chaim after Chasai, Vehechalum by Mishnayis. And he learned Mishnayis every day in his memory. One day, Reb Chaim Volozhin had a very hard time with the Mishnah. His Kasha Bahavanasa Shal Mishnah Achas. Visyaga Rabbi Shadadvaram. He was working very hard to understand it. So it says that in his struggle, he fell asleep. And this man who had died came to him in his dream and explained the Mishnah to him. So Ramesha brought the story. He said, Rechaim Elazar said, someone who's a Yisachar Zvulun who supports Torah, not only gets the Schar Torah in the Olam Hamas, but he also gets to have the Yedias HaTorah in the Olam Hamas. The deal, the Yisachar Zvulun deal is that you get to know the Divrei Torah as well. But he said, Chaim Volozhin, when he woke up, said, "Lo yadati shesham zeh hoylech kol kach maher." I didn't know it goes so fast that the person could be a Talmud Chacham from supporting Lamed Torah. So that at least we end up with a pitch, a financial pitch for tonight's event, for the support of Torah. And I guess with that, we take a break.